When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ah, good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. We've come a long way with Juno Steel Private Eye, haven't we, travelers? From Hyperion City to the deserts of Mars, the Outer Rim to abandoned asteroids, Juno Steel has seen it all. And now, as at the end of any great journey, it's time for him to return home. But home is not just a place. Home is what you make it. So here we are. The place is Hyperion City. But as for the home, well, what will Juno Steel make it? Tonight's tale is Juno Steel and the Case Closed.
So now, it's Newtown instead.
Rolls right off the tongue. You know, I gotta admit, this place looks nice. I wasn't crazy about it last time we were here, for probably obvious reasons.
Yeah, how come Mayor O'Flaherty couldn't have just stuck to building nice buildings? He did a good job of that, so long as you ignore the bulldozing everybody's homes and hiring killer gangsters to get the land rights.
Yeah, but it's not just Ramsay's. It's... Look at that fruit stand over there, you know? Ramsay's didn't build that. Somebody built it into the building. Same with the graffiti on the walls. They're making the city work for them instead of, well, the opposite, like Ramsay's wanted.
It's nice, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it honestly is. Oh, hell, we gotta get moving, though. We're almost late to our meeting with our contact.
You don't have to call them a contact, Mr. Steele. We've known them for years.
Yeah, well, contact sounds more professional, and maybe I'm having fun being a professional again, all right? And it sounds like they're waiting for us at a place called a Newtown Diner. Figures. Let's go. Walking the streets of Hyperion City again felt like reuniting with an old friend. You both changed. Sure, but you fall into your old patterns quickly, automatically, until the time you've been apart just melts away. I'd made my calls and come up with my plan, and Rita and I were on our way to solving our first case post-life of crime. A missing kid named Reggie Caldwell. He was in this city somewhere, and Hyperion wasn't telling me where just yet. But the city and I, we had an understanding. And it wouldn't be long before I got what I wanted out of it. My name's Juno Steel. I'm a private eye. Damn, that feels good to say. And missing persons cases like this one, they've been my bread and butter for years. A missing kid's admittedly a little harder, even if he is 18. Less likely to have a vehicle or a debit card to trace, more likely to be a kidnapping. Luckily, I knew someone who I was sure had experience finding missing kids. I'd watched them find one myself.
Hey, Steele, Rita, over here. I got us a table.
Puck Falco, my old partner from back in my cop days, was not dressed for the season. It was a brisk fall day in Hyperion City, skies clear and synth winds calibrated to around 65 degrees Fahrenheit, and Puck looked like they'd stepped out of an issue of Board Shorts Quarterly, all flip-flops and an open shirt with many colored frogs all over it.
Sheriff Falco!
Rita, seriously, you don't have to call...
Oh, I am so happy to see you, Sheriff. Thanks for coming all the way here.
Hey, when you told me you and Steele over here were opening up the old PI business again, I knew I had to come and help you celebrate. Didn't expect Juno to put me to work so fast, but hell, I've known you enough years that I should have guessed.
Sorry about that, Falco. You're definitely dressed for vacation. Aren't you, cold?
Cold? I'm sweating my shorts off over here, I swear. Desert planets, man. The hell are you gonna do? I thought I hated all that snow on Io, but honestly, I keep tanking these iced coffees they're pouring for me, and I'm still too damn hot.
All that coffee explains why you're vibrating, anyway.
Huh? Look at that. I guess I am. Even the coffee in this city's stronger than I remember.
You seem like you're in high spirits, Falco. Is that the caffeine talking, or did you dig up something good for me?
Oh, I got what you asked for, all right. But I got a bone to pick with you, Steele. You told me you were going to have me breaking the law again.
I did, didn't I?
Well, sure, but as far as I'm concerned, you still owe me a bank heist or something. A real adventure. You get me? How come whenever you call up the sheriff to bend the rules, it's always the boring paperwork stuff? The sheriff hates paperwork.
Oh, you're calling yourself the sheriff now, huh?
Rita did it, and I kinda liked it. Sue me. I like most everything Rita's got to say.
Aw, sheriff.
See what I mean? Love this girl.
Yeah, she's the best. We all know that. You're telling me you got a hit searching for Reggie Caldwell, then?
Better than a hit, Steele. I got the whole story from the secretary at a school's front desk.
Am I supposed to be impressed by that?
Yeah. You said you pulled me in on this because I've got experience working in the school. So take it from me, Steele. Nobody in a school building knows all the dirt quite like the secretary at the front desk.
Secretaries are very wise by nature and also beautiful.
So this kid's got dirt, then?
Plenty. I never worked with high school kids, but Caldwell seems like he was a tough one.
Was?
Past tense as far as the school is concerned. He was supposed to graduate a few months ago, but that, didn't happen. He had the option to repeat the year, but his family never returned the paperwork. And at 18, he's allowed to drop out, so sounds like that's what the school's assuming he's doing. I feel for the kid, really. Rumor is his family life's never been good. But after everyone got kicked out of Old Town and his dad lost his job, well, sounds like things went from bad to worse. Whole generation of Old Town kids just missed out on like half a year of school because of O'Flaherty's Newtown stunt. Can you believe it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Some kids readjusted fine once Newtown opened up. Some didn't. Caldwell's in column B. Always running away from home, playing hooky. Teachers liked him, but given his attendance records, it sounds like they barely knew him. Sounds like he made an effort to change things around a few months before graduation. His teachers apparently said he was acting strange, too. Talking about being better and doing better all the time, like, obsessively. Then he fell off that, too.
And the girl in that picture with him, do you see anything strange about her?
Not much, honestly.
You sure? She didn't look familiar to you?
She looked like the kind of kid who follows the rules and blends into the background. Secretary recognized her, but it took her a while to place a name. If the secretary doesn't know who a kid is, they don't get in trouble too often. I got a peek at her file, but there's not much in it. Comms coordinates, which you already have. Oh, I got Caldwell's comms number, too. You said you could use it?
That's what super secretaries are for, Sheriff. See, we had all this time to wait while we were on the bus because Mr. Steele's old car is broken and our new one went back to its home planet.
Wait,
so I wrote
what
up
was
a little program.
Part?
Well, it's technically a virus. Well, it's technically a digital freaking protocol. That's freaking with a PH because, you see, a long time ago, they used to call comms as... That's it! My program's done processing!
Processing what? I haven't even given you the kids' coordinates yet.
I'll explain it in a minute, Sheriff. I gotta go outside where it's a little brighter so I can read the results. Bye!
Must feel like you never left.
Hmm.
You notice this diner's set up really weird? A lot of little rooms instead of one big dining room. What's up with that?
Yeah, up front they were saying it's been converted from a few unused apartments. Apparently that happens a lot around here. Too many apartments, too little everything else.
O'Flaherty, huh? Glad I was off Mars by the time he became a thing. Might have sucked them good if I ever saw him in person.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I wish I did when I had the chance.
You look good, Steele.
Do I?
Don't sound so surprised.
It's just weird being back in Hyperion City, that's all. When I was away, I kept feeling like something was missing, and now that I'm back, I feel kind of whole again. Complete. I'm just worried about whether that's a good thing.
How do you mean?
I don't know. I keep catching myself back at my old habits. Stuff I thought I'd move past, you know?
You're gonna have to get more specific than that.
I kind of snapped at Rita yesterday. Because for a minute I was thinking about calling up one of my old clients to ask for a case. The Kanagawas or someone like them, so I'm not just living off her dime anymore. And then last night, hell, it all just got to be too much. So I found this old bottle of Red Desert and poured myself some.
Whoa. Slow down. Did you call the Kanagawas?
No.
But you lated the Rita anyway? Did you apologize?
Yeah. But...
And how much of the tequila did you actually drink?
None.
None? So, to summarize, you're worried you're back at square one because of a comms call you thought about, a bad mood you apologized for, and a drink you didn't drink. Is that the situation here, Steele?
But I could have done any of those things, is my point.
But you, and I really can't stress this enough, didn't. Right?
Right.
Sounds to me like you should just keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Be nicer to Rita, but besides that, it sounds like you're in good shape.
Falco, I was this close, I swear.
So it's hard. Who the hell said growing up was gonna be easy? You learn the lesson, you backslide a little, and you get your act together. Rinse and repeat until we're all dead. Hate to break it to you, Juno, but if you're waiting for the finish line on being a good person, it ain't coming.
I guess that makes sense. Thanks, Falco. It's nice catching up. I'm sorry I put you to work when you came to celebrate. We should tie one on in a day or two once I've got this case wrapped up.
Honestly, I don't think I'm gonna be here in a day or two. I'm thinking of hopping a bus back to Iowa in a few hours.
Wait, already? You just got here.
Yeah, well, I wasn't gonna say anything because I didn't want to put a damper on your triumphant return, but I think I've decided I kind of hate it here. In Hyperion City?
Falco, everybody hates it here. That's like the one thing we all have in common.
Sure, but I don't mean like the fun, cranky, can't live with it, can't live without it thing everyone does here. I mean, it's pretty upsetting being back. For me. You can like it, it's just not for me.
You have like bad memories or something?
No. The memories are great. You and me and Sasha bumming around the academy. I'll always miss those days. But it's crowded here and noisy and hot. And for years, I thought those things were just a fact of life until I went to Iowa and I guess I saw a different way of living. Slower. More peaceful. And now that I've gotten a taste of it, it's tough to go back.
Wow. I don't relate, like, at all.
You don't have to. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this place, other than, everything that's obviously wrong with it. It's just not my home anymore, I guess. Some people get bored into their home. Some people have to roam around a while before they find it. I found mine, and now I don't really want to leave, that's all.
Guess that means you won't be visiting too often?
Nope. Don't think so. You're welcome at my place on Io anytime you want, though. We'll build a snowman, use him for target practice. It'll be fun.
That does sound fun, actually. Thanks, Falco.
Mr. Steele! I got it! My virus worked!
Never doubted you. Would you pick up?
And hold on! Don't leave the sheriff out in the cold! You still haven't told me what this virus does.
Well, by using someone's comms coordinates and pinging the comms provider's database, I can figure out where that comms has been in the past few weeks and months. And even better than that, I can figure out where it's been most often.
So you can find not just where someone's comms is right now, but also where they tend to hang around.
Getting a comms location is great, but it's a dead end if they ain't got their comms with them. This way, we can try to guess where they'll go next.
Not bad at all.
So what did it find?
Three locations popped up more than any others, Mr. Steele. One of them's the school Sheriff Falco found. The other two are an apartment building in West Newtown and a motel on the opposite side of the district.
Those sound like leads to me.
But wait a tick. A lead for what? Because I know it's not Caldwell. I just gave you his comms coordinates.
It's not. It's someone else connected to this case. Someone I have a few more questions about. Even if she doesn't seem like she wants to answer them.
Mrs. Steele, where are you going? We haven't even ordered our food yet.
Not hungry. I've got my lead. Now I want to chase it.
But Mr. Steele...
Let him go, Rita. We both know there's no stopping him when he's like this.
Rita, I want you to run Caldwell's number through your program. Puck, I hate to ask again.
You want me to do the legwork with Rita once the results come back on her virus? That cover it?
Yeah, thanks.
I'll do it after we get some food in us. If you're gonna go, then go, Steele. You're antsy and it's stressing me out.
Thanks. Call me if you find anything.
No, I've already told you I'm not coming home. Not today, not tomorrow, never again. No housekeeping today, thanks. I'm in the middle of something. No, of course I wasn't talking to you. No, I wasn't implying all you do for me is housekeeping. You always do this. When I'm there, you treat me like I'm your garbage. And then when I'm fed up and I leave... 1 minute, please. When I leave, you make it all about you. How could you abandon your poor mother? And why would you make up all those horrible things I said? You said them. I was there. I told you to wait, so just wait, goddammit. No, Mom, that wasn't for you. That was...
The family reunion over the comms sounded like it might go on for a while, so I turned away from the door and towards the view outside of the motel in East Newtown. The place looked nice, sure. Brand new buildings, endless identical apartment complexes stretching up to scrape the dome overhead. Ramses did know that people needed more than just apartments, right? When I get to hell, maybe I'll ask him. But my first impression of Newtown had soured a little in the couple of hours since Rita and I met Puck at the diner. There was something nice about how people there had carved out the space for themselves, sure. But the longer I spent there, the more I kept thinking that they shouldn't have had to. And the more I wondered, well, this place looks nice on the surface, but what else are the people here missing? Every once in a while, I'd see someone with a look I thought I recognized, though it'd take me a while to figure out where exactly I recognized it from. It was a dazed look, a faraway look, more zombified than even the Dokana zombies had been. Made my skin crawl, honestly.
What is it? What is so important that you had to... Oh, it's you.
Funny. You know, that's exactly what I say when I look in the mirror each morning nightmare.
How did you find me? And why the hell did you think it was a good idea to go looking for my mom?
Is that why she called? Because I paid her a visit?
Things are fine so long as she forgets I exist. Now I'm going to get calls like that for weeks.
Sorry about that. Like, actually, sorry. If it's any consolation, I wasn't looking for her. I was looking for you.
I knew I should have just figured this out on my own. Hiring a PI, I was asking for trouble.
Ask and ye shall receive, Nightmare. Your mom was saying that she didn't know where you were.
You told her?
Hell no, I didn't tell her. Talked to her for about an hour, and I could tell within the first 5 minutes that I wasn't going to tell her where you were.
Really?
Really. Let's just say I know a thing or two about moms best kept at a comfortable distance. Besides, you're 18. Legally, you can do what you want.
How do you know my age?
Gotta be at least 18 to fly an interplanetary spacecraft. And given that you got into the Pereira School for Future Pilots, the top flight school in Hyperion City, that means you must have your license.
How did you know that? I haven't told anyone that.
Mom's been opening your mail. Next time, set up a forwarding address. Here, managed to save one of your letters for you.
Thanks.
I can't help but notice you're not reading it. I'm guessing you already know what it says.
It says final warning on the envelope. I think I can guess the rest.
Sounds like you got about 3 days to send in 5,000 creds for your program, or they're kicking you off the list. Seems like a shame to me. Pereira School's the best damn flight program in the solar planets. They're how you get a job doing the really fun pilot stuff. High-speed supply runs through asteroid belts, testing out experimental spacecraft. Just don't buy anything they tell you about Pilot Pereira themselves. I met him. Real piece of work.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
I asked you to find Reggie. That's all I asked you to do. You're not getting paid for any of the rest of this. It's not relevant.
You're half right, Nightmare. You're paying me to solve a mystery, which is really just answering a million little questions until you get a big answer. Tell me to stop and I'll stop. Seriously, but as for relevant, I never know what's relevant till I've answered all the little questions. That's how my job works.
And what little question are you trying to answer now?
You.
Me? What does that mean?
You don't add up. At least the story you've told me doesn't. You've been saving up for a long time for these tickets, but you're only 18. Graduated from high school barely 4 months ago. Your grades must have been incredible to get into the Pereira School so young, but you're throwing that away.
If you tell me I'm wasting my potential or something, I swear I'm going to scream.
Waste whatever you want. You're an adult now, which means nobody has to give a damn if you're dead or alive anymore, legally speaking. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense. You clearly worked hard to get into this school, and now you're dumping it like it's nothing? People don't do that. Not unless they've got something else lined up. Those tickets for you and Reggie, they're one way, aren't they, Nightmare?
There's nothing on Mars for us.
Nothing on Mars for the both of you, or just for him? Because you're holding a letter in your hands right now that suggests there's something like half an hour by bus from here for you.
It doesn't matter anymore, okay? I don't have the money anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Anymore. So you used to have the money.
Ugh.
And you spent it on that trip off planet for the two of you. 5K is a lot for one ticket, though. What happened to Reggie's share?
Reggie has trouble saving money.
That's fair. That's fair. Not everybody's great with money. How'd he end up with the tickets if you bought them, though? Because that's kind of the whole problem, isn't it? That your boyfriend with a hole in his pocket disappeared with your tickets. Did you give them to him?
No.
Give him permission to take them? Anything like that?
No,
because there's a word for that. Taking something without permission.
I'm not stupid.
Never said you were. But you're in some kind of love. And that's as good as a hammer to the brains any day. One-way tickets with no refunds. You're planning on running away with this guy, aren't you? Ride off into the sunset, start a new life somewhere, live happily ever after?
Why shouldn't we? After all we've been through, why not have a happy ending together?
Someone a lot smarter than I am once told me that outside of stories, there's no such thing as happy endings. Only happy middles. Especially your age, I think. You think with 70-odd years to go, any ending you could come to now would be a happy one? You're not ending, you're just getting started.
What's your point?
My point is an ending of any kind, happy or not, implies there's not going to be a tomorrow. And a tomorrow after that, and a tomorrow after that. You're a smart kid, clearly, and running away with this guy, a guy who can't save money and steals from you, doesn't seem that smart to me. It seems like the kind of decision you make if you don't honestly believe tomorrow's ever going to come.
What do you want me to say?
If you have a good reason to go with him, that's fine. Tell me or not, it's up to you. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about it now. The tickets said they were non-refundable.
And if you could get a refund, would you want one?
I don't know! I don't know. After I left home, Reggie's the only person I really talked to. He's the only one I've talked to about this, and he wants to leave Mars just so, so badly. It doesn't matter. It's not worth thinking about. What's done is done. So just find him, okay? Even if I did throw away my future, I can't just get it back. And that means he's all I have.
You've got you. And from what I've heard, that's a hell of a lot.
Just find him, please. I have to be done talking now.
Sure thing. Take care of yourself, Nightmare. I'll call you when I got him. Yeah, Rita?
Mr. Steele, I think we found him. It took forever, and Sheriff Falco was real sweaty, but we got him.
The punk pawned his comms, but we got there quick enough that the pawn shop guy hadn't wiped it yet. You should have seen us, Steele. It was just like the old days in the HCPD. I managed to distract the pawn shop guy long enough for Rita to look through his message.
I found an address!
Really? An address to where?
That's the thing, Mr. Steele. We don't know. He's gonna buy something there, it sounds like. I guess with the creds he got for his comms?
Message said whatever he's in the market for, it's supposed to make things easier on him. Illegal, I'm guessing, since he didn't mention it by name. You have any idea what it could be?
Make things easier. And he kept talking about self-improvement. I've got a hunch. But if it is what I think it is, I just hope I'm wrong, I guess. Can you send that address to my comms, Rita?
Dunzo, Mr. Steele. Should we meet you there?
That's not far from here. No, if the sheriff is leaving soon, you should see them off, Rita. I'll have my comms ready just in case I need backup, but I think I got this one handled.
Okay, if you're sure.
Go get that kid, Steele. And hey, Whenever you're sick of sand and you'd like to see some snow, you've always got a place to crash on Io.
Thanks, Falco. I'll take you up on that. Sometime soon, I think.
Looking forward to it.
Go get him, Mr. Steel.
I thought I had recognized that address from somewhere. I didn't want to believe it, but my mind had gotten used to thinking in conspiracies and settled comfortably into the pattern of them. Some kind of product, an obsession with self-improvement, people with dazed and distant looks in their eyes. More of them every block as I grew closer to that address. There was a thrill in my chest, a skipping in my heart, and I was honestly disgusted to find it there. Is this what I wanted? People suffering like this all over again just so I could have a good case? I recognized the street before I even saw the building. I was walking towards the Old Town Police Department, the building where the Thea Soul's central computer had been stored a few years ago. That terrible tower with those chipped up people crawling all over it like termites on their mound. I readied my blaster, and I opened the door. And in a way, it was Ramsay's in there. In every corner, looking back at me from every set of glassy eyes. He'd made this mess after all, and now the rest of us had to live with it. People were sprawled out on just about every open patch of floor they could find. Eyes open, breathing steady, but not moving, not reacting. Dead to the world. And I guessed they'd paid top dollar for the pleasure. No Theosols. Some kind of strange yellow-green residue around their noses and mouths I didn't recognize. A new street drug. Untested, unsafe. They didn't look like they were having a good time. They looked like they wanted to forget. Lives interrupted by some politician's scheme, maybe. Family homes destroyed. Jobs lost. Flashy apartments everywhere, but no places to work or eat or live an actual life. My heart slowed down. I felt relief more than anything else. And then I knew it wasn't excitement I'd been feeling at the thought that some big conspiracy was reaching out to get us all over again. It was fear.
Great work, O'Flaherty. Real bang-up job.
Reggie? Reggie Caldwell, you in here?
I searched the place. It had clearly been abandoned since the Thea Soul was removed, and all these people who couldn't find their place in the grand vision of Newtown had moved in. I kept thinking that as I compared face after face to the picture of Caldwell I had on me. If I'd been born a couple decades later, any one of them could have been me.
Hey, are you... Let me get a closer look at you.
Reggie Caldwell. You got people looking for you, you know. The hell do you think you're doing blowing your last creds in here?
Can't talk, huh? Can you hear me at least? Blink twice for yes. Well, that's something anyway. You need a hospital, Reggie? Answer honestly, because I'm taking your word for it. All right, then. I'm gonna look through your bag, okay, Reggie? I think you got something in here that belongs to a friend of ours. There. Two interplanetary flights to Atropos. And that just leaves what the hell I'm gonna do with you. Listen, you're a good enough kid not to pawn these tickets when you had the chance, but bad enough to steal them in the first place. Whatever state your life's in, I'm guessing you were put there by people you've never met, who've never met you, who are chasing profits, or some big idea, or something so hard they weren't paying attention to who they stepped on to do it. I'm sorry about that. Everybody's got it hard, but having people making it even harder on you like that, that's not fair. It's life, but it's not fair. But your girlfriend doesn't deserve this. And she loves you a lot, so stealing her stuff and disappearing, you can't do that to people, no matter how much pain you're in. If you want my opinion, You're not ready for someone like that. But even if you don't, you've got to ask yourself. If you don't want to be with her, or if you can't be with her without dragging her down, if you're not ready, you got to let her go. Get your act together for a while, and maybe one day, once you're put back together again, if that's what you both want, maybe then something could happen. But this ain't it. I'm not going to leave you empty-handed, though. I'll trade you. I take her tickets back. You take my card. Nobody can force you to get better. You've got to want it, and you've got to want to do it. But one day, when you feel ready, call the number on that card. I'm no expert, but I've been where you are, and I can at least tell you how one stubborn dame got out of it. Take care of yourself, Reggie. You're the only one who can.
Thanks for meeting me back at the office, Mick. I got so wrapped up in this new case that I completely forgot that tonight was the night we decided on.
Wow, a new case already? Haven't you only been back for, like, a day?
Crazy, right? It's been a hell of a day. I gotta tell you all about it, but hey, you want some tea? I hate this stuff, but I'm hoping to come around on it eventually. I'll just make us some tea.
Sure, but, Jay, when it comes to tea, I think you're supposed to...
I hope you don't mind, but I asked my client to come by the office so I can wrap this case up real quick. You're going to love her, Mercury. She's a great kid, and you're not going to believe your eyes when you see her. It's spooky, seriously.
Spooky? What's spooky?
You're not going to believe this, but I swear, she looks exactly like... Oh, that's got to be her. I'll just let you see for yourself. Nightmare.
Detective, you said you had something for me?
Sure do. Nightmare, this is my associate, Mr. Mercury.
Hey, Nightmare. So is that name, like, French, or...
Mercury? As in Mick Mercury? The guy who writes those stories?
Yeah! Are you a fan?
Of stories that are all nostalgia for a time before I was even born? No. Those stories are so out of touch.
Hey, come on, Nightmare.
No, that sounds like me, honestly.
So, did you find Reggie?
Yep. And I've got the address he's at, if you really want it. But he's not exactly in a state where he can talk, if you know what I mean. And I'm guessing you've seen him like that before.
Yeah, I was worried that's what was happening. You know, you can keep the address, actually.
Yeah? You sure?
Yeah. Especially after he stole those tickets from me, I'm just tired of chasing after him all the time. I love him, but chasing after him here is hard enough. I don't think I want to try it on some planet we both barely know. So, is that it? Can I go now?
You're forgetting something. Reggie's not the only thing you asked me to find.
You mean the tickets? I don't really need those either. Even if I go to Atropos, I'll still have nothing. Nothing is nothing, no matter where you go. Guess I'm starting over from scratch, huh?
Not quite. Here.
Creds? But aren't I supposed to be paying you?
Yeah, but this money's not mine, it's yours.
I don't get it.
Those tickets to Atropos, I got you a refund.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. You think I got 5,000 creds lying around to give to every lousy kid who walks in here? I can barely afford the rubber band holding these bills together.
But how?
It's like I was trying to tell you when you first came in here. The tickets always say that. But nothing's actually non-refundable. Not if you go to the office in person and make yourself a big enough pain for long enough. You should try it sometime, honestly. It feels great.
All right. Maybe I will. I think I need to sit down.
Go right ahead. You want some tea? I was just making some.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. So, you think I should do it then? Go to the Pereira School?
If that's what you want. Best you can do is
figure out who you are and then do what's best for that person, I think. It's tempting to try to find someone else who'll fill your life up for you, but at the end of the day, you're the only person you're stuck with. Might as well learn to treat her right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right. Thank you. You're making your tea wrong, by the way. Just unbelievably wrong.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Jay, I was gonna say...
But... All right, I guess everybody's a goddamn tea expert all of a sudden. What's wrong with it?
Everything?
Oh, shut up.
All those leaves just, like, floating around in it? And the fact that it smells extremely burnt? Have you ever even seen tea before?
No. So it's not supposed to... It tastes like that? Mercury, I swear.
No, look, you see that, like, cage-looking thing attached to the lid of the teapot? You put the leaves in there so they don't... Well, so they don't do exactly what you did. Then you steep it. You put it in boiled water.
Yeah, I know what steeping means. Thanks, Nightmare.
For, like, 3 to 5 minutes. How long have you been steeping it for?
However long. Whatever, she's stupid anyway. You gonna keep cackling like a goddamn hyena, Mercury, or are we gonna get moving? We got plans, remember?
Sure, JJ, I'm coming.
I'll lock the door. Just close it behind you when you feel ready to get on your feet again, Nightmare.
Thank you, again. Oh, wait, I just realized I never paid you.
Don't worry, I took my fee out of your refund already.
You did what? But wait, there are only 10 creds missing here.
All I need. Just do me a favor. Next time you meet someone that needs a lot of little questions answered, send him over to Juno Steel, Private Eye.
Interesting kid. It's nice what you did for her, Jay.
It felt like the right thing to do. But did you see what I meant, though, about who she looks like?
Yeah, you're right. That is spooky.
Right? She looks just like Sasha. You. What? Like me? What the hell are you talking about?
Like Sasha? What are you, nuts? She didn't look anything like Sasha.
You're out of your mind, Mercury.
I'm telling you, it was spooky.
I kept chewing on that as Mick hailed a cab to bring us to whatever dive bar he'd found this time. I kept chewing on how good I felt, too. It wasn't anything like the cases I used to take, but that felt good. Real good.
A plate of fried crickets for the two of us, bartender. 10 creds cover it?
Uh-huh.
Last 10 creds, down the drain.
I can cover us both, you know. Like, I've got plenty of money. Plus, I never know what to spend it on, so it's just...
Stuff that wallet back in your pocket, Mercury, or I'll stuff it somewhere you'll need a team of medical professionals to find it again.
All right. I'm stuffing. So... You're back in town. I'm thinking of sticking around a while this time?
Yep. You?
I might move back to Hyperion, honestly. That big house, I don't know. I don't need all that space.
What about that little crew you've been putting together there?
They could keep it if they want it. I don't mind.
That's not really what I meant.
And anyway, it's just a little hard to be there still, since Wilco.
Yeah? Did something happen?
Yeah. Nothing big. I kept trying to put him back together again and all that, but one day he just didn't wake up.
Oh, how I'm sorry, Mercury.
No, it's okay. Most of the time. In a way, it was nice, you know? The way he died the first time. Jumping around, the old excited Wilco, and then bang, bang, bang! All that pain! And then gone! I never got to say goodbye, but this time... Oh yeah, he stank, and yeah, his tail was coming apart in pieces, but... I get to sit with him while he just drifted away. It's like I got to do it over, but do it better, you know?
That's the dream.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. What about you?
What about me?
Yeah, last time we were at a bar like this, you were gonna go look for someone, right? You ever find him?
Yeah.
And? Come on, pal, give me something here.
I found him, and... It's funny.
Well, what's funny?
I just... I just realized that after months of wondering what he's doing just about every second of every day, I haven't thought about him even once today. Not till you said that.
Sorry to break your streak.
No, it's okay. It doesn't... It's not so hard thinking about him right now.
So, I guess we're both basically good at this point.
I guess so.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
What's weird?
I don't know. For years, it felt like every time we bumped into each other, one of us was going through some kind of ringer. It's nice just hanging out.
You know what? It really is.
You ever think about trees?
Trees?
You know, tall brown things, get a bunch of leaves on top.
Yeah, I know what a tree is, Mercury. What's your point?
Well, I've been thinking here.
Uh-oh.
No, really, I've been thinking. I've never, like, had trees before. But the mansion has a bunch ever since we redid the lawn. And once a year, you know, the leaves all fall off, and it's a big pain to clean them all off the ground. Raking, they call it. It's wild.
Wait, don't you have a gardener who lives with you for free?
Oh, is he supposed to rake the leaves? I was doing it myself. Then he'd jump at the pile, and I'd have to do it again, and I didn't mind the first time.
Can you just get to the point already? I love you, Mercury, but your living situation makes me want to stick my head in the cricket fryer.
All right. So when you rake the leaves, right, you gotta gather them all up in these big bags, and then you pay someone to pick up the bags. But I was thinking, and follow me on this, Jay, I was thinking, what if the leaves started in the bag before they hit the ground? Before they left the tree, even?
Mick, is this seriously another get-rich-quick scheme? You're already loaded.
Juno, you know as well as I do that any scheme we're doing is about the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you got me. Tell me about your leaves, then.
All right, so picture this. End of summer, before the leaves start turning, you get a bunch of gigantic bags, and you put them over the tops of the trees, right? And then you tie the opening real tight around the trunk, below the branches. Then, and this is the good part, when the leaves fall off the branches, they're already in the bag. So when they've all fallen into the bag, right, you just take the bag off the tree and boom, you get a bag full of leaves and not one of them hit the ground. Yeah, it's a pretty good idea, huh?
Mercury, how the hell are you going to get the bag off the tree?
You just take it off, like I said.
Right, but you put the bag on upside down and you tied it to the trunk, so how are you going to get the opening past all the branches again?
This really isn't that complicated, Juno. You put it on there. You just do that again, but backwards.
Okay, so going backwards, the first thing you do is untie the bag.
Right.
And when you untie the bag upside down, remember, what happens to the leaves?
No, I don't think you get what I'm saying. The leaves are already in the bag.
But how the hell are you going to get the bag off without dropping the leaves?
It's just a bag, Jay. This isn't rocket science.
What does your gardener even do, anyway?
A gardener's just a label. We're really more of a self-directed enrichment house. So, like yesterday, they got really curious where this one bug was going, so we followed it, like, all day long. Only in the end, it turned out it was just some lint, but his breath kept pushing it around, and he just...
So Mick and I ate our crickets and drank a few beers and talked about a whole lot of nothing for a while. It was nice not having some big world-shaking thing that I had to get off my chest for once. Just goofing around with my oldest friend. I could get used to this, I thought.
Good talk tonight, JJ. Same time next week?
You bet.
See you then. Man, it's good to have you back in town, pal.
Back in town. I like the sound of that. Here I was. Back in town. Same job, same office, not a single cred in my pocket. So, here comes the big question, Steele. The one you've been avoiding like it's out to get you. Had I really come all this way just to end up back where I started? I wondered about that. The things I thought I had, the ways I thought I'd grown, they were all kind of amorphous, weren't they? They weren't the kind of things you could hold in your hand. And I wondered if those things counted, really, if I was just fooling myself. Until I opened the door to my office again and saw Rita. Big headphones on, dancing while she straightened up her desk.
She didn't notice me, so I just waited for a minute. And it was funny that she gave me the answer I'd been looking for, because she wasn't someone new. But she'd been there with me, through all the good times and the worst times. She had seen just about every version of me there was over the past 20-plus years. And I realized it had been a long time since I'd seen her as happy as she was right then, dancing badly to bad music while she cleaned up her desk in our old office. And was I really going to look at her and say she wasn't any better off than she started just because she didn't have some thief hanging off her arm?
Oh, Mr. Steele, I didn't know you were there.
Hey, Rita. Just coming back to grab a few things before I head home. You don't have to work this late, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I just didn't want to go back yet. It's nice being here again. That's all.
The office will still be here tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, it will, won't it? Mr. Steele, I'm so happy you solved another case right away. I mean, I knew you would, or at least I thought you would. But also, I was thinking about how when we first started the PI business, it took a few months of moping around before you did anything at all. Which would have been okay, obviously, but, I'm proud of you, Mr. Steele. I always liked working here. I wouldn't have done it if I didn't. But I just keep getting the feeling that the best times are still ahead of us, you know?
Yeah. Me too.
I love you a lot, Mr. Steele.
I love you too, Rita. For the first time in a while, I'm really looking forward to tomorrow.
Me too. I guess I'll go home and go to bed so tomorrow comes a little sooner, huh?
Sounds good. I'll lock up. I'm just going to take one more minute here before I go.
Okay. Good night, Mr. Steele.
Night, Rita. See you in the morning. And suddenly I know exactly what I want to do. So I make a pot of tea. The right way. Not bad. Then I sit next to my window and take in the view. The stars above, the dome shimmering overhead, and closer by, that jagged skyline I know so well. Hyperion City. Some people say it's the most beautiful place in the galaxy. You know, there's an oath they make you say over at the PI registry before they'll give you your license. It's written in the front cover of the PI handbook in clean, dark type. Apparently it comes from old Earth a long, long time ago. It goes like this. Down these mean streets, a man must go who is not himself mean. Who is neither tarnished nor afraid. He is the hero. He is everything. He must be a complete man and a common man, and yet an unusual man. He must be, to use a rather weathered phrase, a man of honor. By instinct, by inevitability, without thought of it, and certainly without saying it. He must be the best man in his world and a good enough man for any world. If there were enough like him, the world would be a very safe place to live in without becoming too dull to be worth living in. I didn't put much stock in those words the first time I said them. They seemed like a lot of promises nobody could ever keep, but now I wonder if that might be the point. It's like this city, too. It's too big to take in all at once from one little window, but
I know it well enough that I can even see the parts my eyes can't reach. Halcyon Park, where a mother took her sons before she lost herself to the devils inside her. The Hyperion City Police Academy, where a snot-nosed cop wannabe fell head over heels for a bombshell who gave him a few good years before going off. And the nice thing about not relying on your eyes is you can even see the parts that are long since gone. To Milo's of Venus, the blinding supernova of a department store right next to the corner where an angry young PI investigated his very first case. The dingy dive bars of Old Town where three kids who knew better skipped school and made a friendship that would change them forever. My point is, it makes promises, this city. Live a life of neon signs and rain-slicked streets where adventure lurks in every alley. Make a name for yourself, make a cred or 2 billion. The city of first light, they call it, with hope and opportunity dawning on the horizon. Well, it looks good on camera, but it's not all the way true. Just like how, despite my PI oath, I'm still tarnished and I'm sure as hell afraid. But the promise still matters, is still worth something, because it gives you something to shoot for. I'd like to think I'm closer to that oath than I was when I took it. And if I have my way, I'll be even closer to it tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. And so long as I'm doing my best to keep my promises, I think I'd like to make sure Hyperion City keeps its promises too. Living up to the dame you want to be, it's a full-time job. Even more so than being a cop, or a space pirate, or a private eye. So, I think I've got a full enough plate to get by without worrying about who's missing from it. And then, maybe one day, well, you never know who's gonna... Hey there. It's been a while.
Thank you, from the bottom of our hearts, travelers, for following the adventures of Juno Steele and our tales of the Second Citadel for all these years. Creating these stories for you has been a dream come true, and we can't wait for you to see what tales we have planned next. If you'd like to know before anyone else what those mysterious future projects will look like, be sure to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. All patrons will have access to a post-series live-streamed Q&A on Sunday, September 8th, where, in addition to answering your questions, we will also be announcing our next project, so be sure to pledge and attend if you'd like to know more. If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the Store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. $10 Patreon supporters will also receive access to commentary tracks like this one, from actors Joshua Elon, Kate Jones, and Noah Symes, and co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert.
That's what is a good thing to achieve, is to be able to be a complete person by yourself. And, you know, that doesn't mean that your relationships of various kinds, you know, your friends and your romantic partners, whatever, like, that they aren't very important. In fact, they're crucial, but, like, you... I think it is Juno who says it, right? That a person can't be what you do with your life.
Yep. And for that reason, it means a lot to me that the last real interaction we get to see in full with him is with Rita.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh my gosh, Kate.
You can't...
I know.
Just don't talk about the podcast.
We would like to give thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Sylvia Chu. Glowbug is so proud of Rita and will miss her. Ted, I can't believe how bad you got us. My penumbra hyperfixation is back at 100% power. Amethyst, the corn eye and the lonely ghost. Alexiou, Tori Zuza. Dandy Fine, a.k.a. Mr. Jetsukuliak's number one fan. Z's here. Pietro Juno. Spaghetti Memot. Jonathan Wilkes will miss OG Penumbra. Juno Steel and the Costco hot dog. Hi, my name is DJ and I love this podcast. Ari Berry. An intrepid lilac. Andy Bell. The Werners wishing well to Juno's journey. Casey O. A log who is going to miss their favorite podcast so much. Juno G. Eska. Bettina Trevino. Alim Muktadir. Brittany Potter. Sophia and Juno. Thank you for the transgenderism, Juno Steele. The Emerald Eight, this podcast, haha. With love for the end and hope for the beginning. Mr. Me, Myself, and I. Nore. Kira. Jack M. Cohen. Ichabod. Paladin of Gawain, good boy of the Citadel. Girl in the Midnight Sky. Adrian Cadena. Thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work. Braylon. Quintessence puts the science in science fiction. Hannah and Leah's adventures in gender shenanigans. The Lady Guinevere, and it always needed to end this way. Sydney bids a tearful goodbye to the Juniverse. Cobbled Vibrance. Jemmy. Rachel. Osipete. Laura. Diana Cause. Benjamin Fisher. SCP Chloe. Desert Willow and the Final. Samantha Rodriguez, Carrot Cup Jester. Rachel Howard. June Gashoku. Skyfire Forever. The Lady has claimed another one, Jay Hull. James Evelyn. Emily will miss you, Juno Steele. Thank you, Juno Steele. Liv Allen. Alice the Time Lord. In memory of Spiral Opal. Eden the Gay Bookworm. Prydon thanks the Penumbra Podcast for getting her a girlfriend. Maybe the real case closed was the friends we made along the way. So long, and thanks for all the gender. Michael David Smith. Nicole Cundiff, and I'll miss you, Mr. Steele. Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service. Amy Thist. Caroline Seidman. Shura is a guy in the same way that Juno Steele is a lady. Radius Ulna. Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension. Dr. B. Karen Z.H. Genetic. Cortu. Minchowski. Ash. And Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, Juno Steele and the Case Closed, was told by the following people. Joshua Elon as Juno Steele. Kate Jones as Rita. Chelsea Ruscio as Puck Falco. Stefano Purdy as Mick Mercury. And Harley Takagi Kaner as Nightmare. The PI oath was excerpted from Raymond Chandler's 1944 essay, The Simple Art of Murder. On staff at the Penumbra, Ginny D'Angelo is our head of merchandise and outreach. Melissa DeJesus and Graham Turner are our script editing team. Harley Takagi Kaner is our co-creator, head of episode development, director, and sound designer. Joelle Cross is our transcriptionist. Noah Symes is our production manager. Kevin Vibert is our co-creator and lead writer. Ryan Vibert is our composer and performer of original music. Jeff Wright is our graphic designer. Promotional art for this episode was created by Sharon O. The Penumbra was created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. I'm afraid that is all the time we have together, dear traveler. It has been a pleasure serving you at our humble establishment. May your future journeys find you well, and remember, the Penumbra will always be here, should you ever decide to return.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.